How are you? It's another day. Welcome to the XOXO podcast. How are you doing? For me, it's always a beautiful day and an amazing life. Today we are talking about menstruation and care. It's not exactly all bloody out here. We are talking about how you're going to take care of yourself and your period, and how your partner, your boyfriend or your girlfriend is supposed to take care of you when you are on your period, when Auntie Flo is in town. She ain't be flowing. Yeah, I know sometimes it's tough, but well, that is why I'm here to help you. Guys, I know that sometimes you're scared to even get close to your girlfriend on a period, because I see a lot of videos out and they're all, it's like we are some mini monsters when we're on our period and you don't know how to help, because sometimes she's cramping and she's in pain and you're standing there like, how can I help? And ladies, I know that sometimes you're having your cramps and you don't know what to do. It's freaking painful. You don't know how to communicate with your partner. Tell them exactly what you want when you're on your period or before it, what they have to do to help you out. So I'm here for all of you. And don't be shy. I know sometimes it's very weird, like you feel shy to tell your partner like, I need this on my period or I'm having my period. Yeah, I don't know why you guys should be shy. He's the one who has been tickling your anyway, so I don't know why you should be all shy and not tell them. But I understand you. I understand very well. But I'm able to tell my partner when I'm almost in my period. He even asks me if it's time for my period. Ask, is it time? Yes, it's time. Because I get very cranky when I'm on my period. And he's very understanding. I just hope that all our boyfriends or all our partners will be this understanding when we are on our period. Or yes, when the mood swings come in. Some people like to argue with their partners when they're on their period, which is a bad thing because it puts a strain on the relationship. Before we do something, we should weigh the good and the bad sides. If you realize the bad sides are more than the good, then we need to work on it for it to be balanced. If it is arguing you like, then just lay down him spanky. At least that's some sort of negative energy to some of you, not to me. It's the most positive energy I could get. So that is it. I know from the onset of ovulation, you start feeling funny in your abdomen and your body starts getting ready to bleed out. So yeah, your body starts adjusting. When my period is about to start, my body starts to ache. I have the aches during my period. And it's continuous till I'm done with my period. I didn't notice this till recently. I thought it was maybe the bed. I have one of the softest and bouncy beds. Yeah, so when I laid on it, I could toss and turn like the whole freaking night. And yeah, some of us don't know that our period is what's causing us this. So before your period, sometimes you feel nauseous. You're not pregnant. Yeah, there have been so many instances that I thought I was pregnant that I went to buy a pregnancy test kit to check just to for it to blow my face like, nah bitch, today end the day. Okay, so you feel nauseous, sometimes you feel dizzy, then you have a lot of discharge, very white discharge out of your vajayjay, the pussy. Yes, it comes out of your coochie. So if you notice this, okay, so actually pregnancy also makes you have some sort of discharge from time to time, but there is a difference to it. When your period is about to come, I think you notice, your body tells you that it's about to come. But for me, I'm always scared with a period, because I don't know if I'm going to be pregnant next or it's going to be really my period. Yeah. So your body gets you ready. And when you know your period date, sometimes it comes a day earlier, a day later. And that's where the scary part is, because you don't know, you have some unprotected sex. Like, damn, you be praying to God like, Daddy, I'm going to fuck myself again if that period comes today. All of those. And after you're done with your period, you're going to have sex. Children of God, you'll be doing the most out here. So, your body tells you, then you prepare yourself. You get everything you need to get for your period. Great, right? And that sometimes the cramping gets too much. You toss and turn, and you can get crampards or painkillers for these. For this, or you can get a hot water bag and you fill it with water, hot water, and you put it on your abdomen a few times. It helps ease the pain. Then you take a strong painkiller. I just have a painkiller that I stick, not for my period, because I don't have cramps, I only have the body aches. And you need to take warm bath, not too hot, not too cold, just in between. If too hot, I don't know what it's going to do, but yeah, it helps. When you have a warm bath, it helps regulate your body, helps you feel, I don't know, it calms you. I know sometimes when you're in your period, you feel agitated, you feel like all on edge and all of these mood swings, all you look like the mean witch of the west. Then you take all of these steps. You take a painkiller, you get your tampons or your pad, and you take warm baths every day. You have to take warm baths till your period is done. And you get regular massages, because sometimes your joints hurt and you don't even know why. It's like period is a whole different sort of pain in the butt. I know. Sometimes I get on my period, I'm like, you know what, I wish I was pregnant again. I wish I was pregnant and I won't be going through all of this, but pregnancy is worse. Because you're going to be having this back aches that are killer and you can't do anything about it. You have to switch your whole sleeping position. When the bump starts growing, you can't lie on your back, you can only lie on your side, you can't lie on your tummy and all of that. Damn, some of those kids gonna grow up and be disrespectful, and I'll still hoop your ass if you try to be disrespectful to me. I know that it's weird. So on your period, wherever you go, you have to make sure you have two pads or tampons in your bag, just for safekeeping, just in case you get a place to change. Then you do that. You can't be walking around. It's weird though, you're walking around with blood flowing down out of you for 7 days straight. So freaking annoying. Why does period have to last so long? Sometimes I wish that God just did it like, okay, you know what, just one day comes and you know what, that shows you're pregnant, then you move on with your life. But nah, it's like a whole torturous 7 days. God, why? Why? So painful. No wonder they say girls are mean, because they're able to push out like blood for 7 days, 3 to 7 days. Damn, guys, you gotta appreciate us. We do all of this and guys keep stressing us, keep breaking our little hearts. That's very demonic of you guys. But all the same, we love you because you have bomba's dick anyway. So yeah, hot water bags for the weird feelings in your abdomen, and you take a very good care of yourself. You have your regular butts, and you make sure that you keep changing your tampons and all your pads every time you have to change your pad like 3 times in a day. I know some people can't afford that much, so you change it at least by twice. That means morning when you bath and evening when you're going to bed. Yeah, that means you have to make sure you bath early and it continues that. That's cool, right? And you the warm baths actually relaxes your aches. I know it's very weird. You sleep and you feel like, damn, the packs of cement or whatever on you. You feel so cranky, and you wake up in the morning and you look like an angry lion. Yeah, I don't look angry when I'm on my period. And some of you get horny on your period. God, daughters of Eve, how could you do that? So you know what? One thing a girl thinks is cute? When her partner, her boyfriend, or her husband knows her period date. Like, my boyfriend knows my period date. He when it's almost time, like, baby, your period's about to come, right? Okay. Like, you're like, oh my God, that's so thoughtful. But you guys don't know that. You think it's all about getting me bags and all of that. No, sometimes it's this little things that matter, and you guys don't even know it. Why you're like that? So you should know her period date, even if you don't know the exact. Know the exact. Even if it's a day before, you know, because sometimes it changes because of Yes, sometimes it changes, so you should at least know that, okay, in the middle of the month, my girlfriend is going to have her period, so I need to get stuff for her. You guys don't do that. You're all about getting the sex, getting the coochie, but you don't know how to take care of the coochie, and you expect her to stick with you. Sometimes it's not all about all the big things. It's about the little things you do not know or do not do for her. That is what makes her angrier. I'm sorry, but that is the truth. You want her to know everything about you, but you don't. You think periods are yuck, but that's the same pussy you've been eating out, though. That's where it comes from, by eating it out. So the best thing to do is, you are supposed to be there, care about her, even in her period. Like, be there, take her off. Maybe you can't go to her house because she lives with her parents or something. She can't come over because of that same factor. But always make sure that she feels loved on her period, whenever she's in her period. So that, like, oh yeah, my boyfriend is thoughtful. He thinks about this, my period. He thinks about the little things that matter to me. Even if it's ill to some guys, yes, he's there. It doesn't gross him. Even if it grosses him out, he knows my period date. And he is trying to make an effort to make sure that I'm comfortable on my period. And that is how some of the niggas be getting your girls. That's how some of the men out there be getting your girls. Because they know your period date. They take good care of them and all of that on your periods and all of that. It's the little things that matter. So you need to know what she needs on her period, like stuff she needs. You know, I pack a Mina's period, a sanitary bag. So if you need some, you could just hit me up and I could pack it up for a very cool price. So anything, just you could just text me like, yo, I know it shouldn't be, it's not always I have to do it. But once in a while you get her that nice sanitary bag with all of her supplies and everything that she needs for her period to be nice, for her to think about you throughout her period. All of that, I pack such a very nice bag of that. So if you need that, you should just hit me up on my social and I get it all done for you. So that is an extra step into your girlfriend's life or your partner's life. I hope you understand. Because it's like you're there with them through every step. When you're having, when you know that your parents are like, okay, I need to get this for her. They hit me up. Okay, you know what? I need this and that. I need a sanitary bag for my girlfriend. Then we send it over. If we deliver it, then you pay me. Easy. Then they need a lot of TLC, tender love and care. I know people think this is table ladders check, because yeah, you'll be watching a lot of wrestling. But yeah, a lot of love and care during those times goes a long way. She's going to be appreciated for life. I know some guys say they help change the girl's tampons, and I'm like, that's cute, but they said they got cheated on and she's not the one for you, bro. Get another one. Easy as that. So, because I appreciate when a guy does these for me, like, you know, my period date, you're there for me for my massages, you make sure when I'm all up in my moods and all of that, you are understanding. What else? I'm going to marry you. Even if you say I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say a fat yes to it. Since we normally have body aches in our period, don't let her ask for a massage before you give her. You're just like, okay, baby, you know, I lay down. Then you massage her, you get some oils, essential oils, so you can use baby oil. And you just massage her limbs. It helps her sleep easier. And you can prepare her warm bath for her with scented soap and all of that. You guys should be romantic. What's that? Why are you so plain boring? Gets all of these scented soaps, and you can even bath her if she won't be shy. Just put her under the warm bath or in the bathtub. Then you sit in there with her, talking with her, playing with her hair. It's cute. Then after you just drain. I know you're going to say like, ew, she's on her period, so all the blood. But you've been eating that coochie anyway, so it's nothing ew about it. So you just take care of her very nicely. And after her period, she's going to be grateful. And we normally have cravings. I know not everybody can afford stuff, all those of her cravings, but at least you can get her a candy bar once in a while. It shouldn't be too much, because too much sweet isn't good for ladies in general. And this is the most bad mood swings. She could be happy in 1 second, the next minute she wants to rip off your hair, the next minute she's angry and storming out of your house, the next minute she's calling you, telling you I love you. Oh, I almost lost my breath right there. But our mood swings it's not consistent. Like, we keep switching between moods. I don't know why. I don't know why we had to go through all of this. Heavenly Father, please tell us why. But you have to keep checking on her. Even if she's mad at you, just call her. Oh, baby, I know that you're going through your period. And I know it's one hell of a ride. One hell of a bloody ride. But know that I got you. I love you and all of that. Send her text messages. Know that even if her mood swings are making her angry at you and all, you still love her to bits. A lady likes all them mushy, those things that make her feel like a love puppy. And be available to her all the time for her to vent, to be able to cry out, to tell everything. Because when we are on our period, it's a whole day. It's like we are on a new planet trying a new thing. It's like you're never getting used to this planet, because every time it's there, you might do the slightest thing, just take her sweet, and she's going to be freaking annoyed at you for taking it. Period symptoms are mostly like pregnancy symptoms. Pregnancy is for a whole 9 months, where you have constant craving for some stuff that you know that on a normal day you ain't going to even eat. But on your period, you can regulate what exactly you crave for and be available all the time for her to vent. It could be the slightest, nothing at all. You may be busy at work and all of that, but when she calls you and you can't answer, just send a text message that, baby, I'm here for you. What do you want me to do? Should I come home or something? She knows you at work, but yes. But you being there for her all the time, bro, she's all yours. And be understanding. Like, we always need our guys to be understanding of what we are going through, because we can't even stop it from happening. We can't stop it from going all the way, but all we need in that moment is that you'll be there and understand that we are going through something, and you won't flip and leave us when you are being like throwing tantrums that aren't necessary. All we want is you to hold us or call us up or send us food and all of that. That's cute. You guys don't even know all about that. Sad. But ladies, the fact that he has been all there for you doesn't mean you take it for granted. Because most guys won't do it. Most guys won't do it. So if you have a guy who takes care of you well in your period and outside your period, cherish him. The same way you want a guy to cherish you for what you do, it goes both ways. Guys aren't fucking robots. They are human beings with emotions. They may act like they are all hard and no softy, but they are the biggest softies you could ever meet. They just put on the hard guy face for their friends, but in the comfort of their bedroom, they're gonna bawl their eyes out and cry. So take care of your guy. Don't let another girl take care of him for you, and it ends up with him cheating on you. Because you know what you have. I always say this. You know what you have. Don't lose it just because you think they love you too much. One day the love is going to be no more. They're going to snap out of whatever days they were in, or whatever love trance they were in, and they'll realize that you were treating them badly, and they will leave, and they won't come back. And who loses? You. So take care of your partners very well. Guys, take care of your girls. Girls, take care of your guys. Girls, take care of your girls. Guys, take care of your guys. I'm not gonna be, don't ask me questions. I'm just sitting as it is. Cause we are all out here crying to be loved. And when we get those who love us, we treat them badly and we run away from them. I used to be a security cut when it came to love, because every time I try, I either mess up or they mess up, and we go to square one. And now I have somebody who understands, who sits by my annoying ass, who makes sure that on my period, he gives me massages, foot massages, who doesn't mind taking showers with me. Or when I'm having one of my depressant or my dark places time, he is there to actually talk me out of it. Make sure that I am effortlessly loved, unconditionally, without doubt. And you think I'm going to throw that away? No, you girls should understand that. It's not like they can't find people. A guy can find a girl. Every guy can find a girl, no matter how he looks. If you think that your guy is ugly or whatever it is, that think he's not going to find someone else, he will. With his care, some girls just don't care about faces. They care about how deep a person is, what is in their insides and not on their outside. So if you're gonna keep messing up your relationship because you think that you are the hottest cake of your time, I'm sorry, there's somebody out there who isn't the hottest cake, but who can keep a man? Keep your ego aside, keep your pride aside, whatever it is, work that relationship. I'm talking so much. Yeah, I'm all up in my feelings. Oh my God. So that is like the end of our podcast today. I love you. I love you so much. And I thank you for sitting through my podcast. My boring podcast. It's never boring out here. I know that. Even my voice alone gets you one. So thank you for sitting through this podcast. Don't forget to support it as little as at $1. And you can as high as $10. Any amount is fine by me. I'm ready to accept all of it, you know. So be good. Live amazingly. You only have one life. So make sure you make the best out of it. Do what makes you happy, even if it makes some people unhappy. Put family first. Put your partner first. Treat them right. Treat people right. Treat people amazingly. Forgive, because the forgiveness isn't going to hurt them. It's hurting you. If you don't forgive them, you're hurting yourself. Literally, that's what I mean. So, I love you. You're going to meet once again next week, I think. One of these, I'm going to go on a break. So make the most out of it. Keep supporting my podcast. Keep sharing me. Keep telling a friend about my podcast. One, I'm going to do a giveaway for you. So I love you guys. And I don't want to leave you. But I have to. I love you. Just know that all the time. You can follow me on my socials. I plan on changing my Instagram handle anyway. On Twitter at @AkushaLefty, Instagram _Akusha_Lefty, _ on Facebook @AkushaLefty, Snapchat @AkushaLefty. I'm on Fiverr. So if you need any short stories or anything from me, you can just hit me up and I will write for you. I love you guys. Mwah. Live large.